לבן איש חי עם פרשת ואתחנן, עם הלכה ת' אם במקום עצה או עשבה או מינה ורח שהכל נהיה בדברו יצא. We learned yesterday in a previous halakha that if a person said bore mine on something that you have to say bore atze or bore isbe, bore mine, you are yotze. It's sort of like the shehakol of the brachot of fragrance. What about shehakol itself? By accident, the person said shehakol. I don't know how that could happen, but it happened. He said shehakol niya bidvaro, also bidiavad yatza. Again, if a person has a safek, what to say, if it's atse, or if it is isbe, then he should say mineh, he should say shakol. Aval if bidiavad, he said shakol, is yotze. Now, v'im berach al atse birkat isbe, o bimkom isbe berach atse lo yatza. Very important to know. Meaning, not to take lightly, first of all, the difference between the brachot. Yesterday we explained, as the Ben Ish Chai said, atze is when it is a branch, when it's something that has more of a kiyum and the leaves come out of the branch, like hadas, and other examples. This is atze besamim. If a person takes a hadas and he says boreis bebesamim, he's not yotze. Not yotze means he has to repeat the bracha. You have to say the correct bracha. Now the chidush is, because when it comes to Birkat HaNe'enim, when we have Borei Pri HaEtz and Borei Pri HaAdama, so there is a way that B'di'avad, if let's say a person made a mistake and he took an orange, instead of saying Borei Pri HaEtz, he said Borei Pri HaAdama. Everybody knows the halacha is that B'di'avad is Yotze. Why? Because it's not a sheker. Because what he said is not a lie. After all, the orange does come from the tree that comes from the ground. So it's Bore Pri HaAdama also. And therefore it's not a sheker. Of course, the other way around, if a person took a potato and he said Bore Pri HaEtz, he's not Yotze, because that's a sheker. So you might come to say that the same thing applies to Atze and Isbe. If let's say a person took something that is Atze and he said Bore Isbe Besamim, so maybe you would say, you know what, it's like a person who said Adama on something that is Borei Pri HaEtz, and B'di'avad should be Yotze. That's what the halacha comes to say. Ben Ish Chai writes this, Rav Ovadia in Chazon Ovadia also agrees. All the poskim say that if you say Isbe on Atze and vice versa, you're not Yotze, because it's Shnei Minim Shonim, because it's two different kinds. One does not come from the other. Like you can say Borei Pri HaEtz on an orange that came from the Adama. So, אם ברח על עצה ברכת עשבה, או במקום עשבה ברכת עצה, לא יצא במה דברים אמורים, says the Ben Ish Chai, when do we say that? במין שהוא עשבה לכולי אלמה, ועצה לכולי אלמה, וטעה בהם בעת הברכה. When are we saying this הלכה? When everybody agrees that this is something you have to say עצה on. And you made a mistake and you said עשבה, not יוצא. Or if it's something that everybody agrees that you have to say עשבה, and you made a mistake and you said atze, you're not yotze. Aval im haya ze bemin sheyesh de svira lehu beoto min de birkato atze mipene siman echad shel atze hanimtza ve'anachnu mevarechim alav mine mishum safek berachot leakel. In cases where you say mine besamim, let's say you're supposed to halachically say the bracha bore mine besamim, because there's a machloket haposkim if it's atze or isbe. And therefore, as we learned before, bore mine besamim is the good way out of a safek. In that case, if let's say you made a mistake, and instead of saying bore mine besamim, which the halacha tells you have to say mine because it's a safek, you said isbe, in that case you don't have to repeat the bracha. דייקא דסביר עליהו שצריך לברך יסבה, הנה אם הטעות של הברכה היה בזה שברך עצה או ברך יסבה, לא יחזור ויברך מיני. Again, the case is, you have to say מיני. Why do you have to say מיני? Because it's something that there's a מחלוקת הפוסקים, if it's עצה or if it's יסבה. you made a mistake, and you said atzeh, it looked to you like a hadas, you said atzeh on it. In that case, you don't say, ah, lo yatza, I have to say bore mine. No. In this case, it doesn't make sense. Why? Because according to one mandama, you were right in what you did. So according to him, if you're going to turn around and say bore mine now, that's a bracha levatala. As ma'o ilu. So what are you trying to gain by repeating the bracha? You're entering into another safek bracha levatala. In that case, you just leave it as is, and you don't say, you don't repeat the bracha. However, the Ben Ish Chai, Keshitato Tamid, he says, Ketzad Yaseh, however, again, in a case where you're supposed to say Mineh, and you said Atzeh, Yeharher Bracha Shel Mineh Belibo V'yariach, Bimeharher the Bracha of Mineh in your heart, and smell it, O Yevarech Mineh Beli Shem U'Malchut, V'yeharher Shem U'Malchut Belibo. So that's Halacha Tet in Parashat Va'etchanan. Bidyuk. In that, in the case where you have a safek, see, that is hardly, you know, what would be the case, unless it's hard to have a safek between isbe and mine, because mine, vaday mine, is on something that's not a etz or esev. As ech shayach sheyeh safek im ze atzeh or isbe. When I get the, you know, like a nectar, you know. So what safek you're going to have here if it's mine or atzeh? Ze vaday mine. You know? Beseder, aval haim yesh bichlal safek barosh elo da yushetzeh atzeh? No, that for sure not. As im betaut amar atzeh, ze vaday shu lo yatzah. The only, you're right, you're correct in what you're saying, that when do we say this whole thing? If there is a safek, if it's atze or isbe, and you're supposed to therefore say mineh, and you mistakenly said isbe or atze, you don't repeat the bracha. Aval im hu tzarech levarech mineh mamash, vu amar atze, vaday shu chozer veomer mineh. Baru. Im shalak habes alacha yud alef. אם שלק הבשמים והוציא השמן כדרך שמוציאים שחר מן התמרים וכיוצא. If let's say you boiled בשמים in water, and in that way you extracted the fragrance from the בשמים, like you, for example, make שחר from תמרים, from dates, מברך על היוצא ברכה כיוצא בהם. Oh yeah? שהוצאת את הטעם? In that case, ima besamim hem min etz yevarech atzeh. If what you extracted the fragrance from is something that is atzeh, you say atzeh, even though it comes from, even though you're not holding the etz itself, you're holding only the water that has in it what you extracted from atzeh besamim. You say bore atzeh besamim. Mazeh. Zeh. כן.
מה
זה
העצים
של העץ
שלפני
שהתפוז מגיע, אז יש
את
הפרח הזה. הפרח. וזה יש בו ריח extracted from roses, yeah? So then you would have to say atzeh. That's what the Ben Ish Chai is saying. The thing is, many times you have rose water that's only called rose water. And it's not. It's water that they put in some fragrance. But it's not the water that, you know, you cooked in it, the rose, let's say, and it's totally the fragrance of the rose. So you should say atzeh in that case. You're right. V'shemen afar semon מפני שגדל בארץ ישראל קבעו לו ברכה, זה הלכה עם שולחן ערוך, קבעו לו ברכה בפני עצמו לברך בורא שמן ערב. There is a type of fragrance, שמן אפרסמון, persimmon oil, which is very much found in ארץ ישראל. It's a specialty of ארץ ישראל. The Chazal were מתקן a ברכה מיוחדת, a special ברכה for this because of חיבוב ארץ ישראל, as the Gemara in ברכות explains, Bore Shemen Arev. You don't say that on any other type of Shemen. One. Okay, so we'll just say one more one more quick halacha. Halacha Yudalid. I want to get to all of them, but I'm just picking a short one. Reach she'en lo ikar. Kegon she'ayu besamim munachim bekli. Ve'kalata kli et ha'reach. Ve'na'asa bo reach tov. Let's say you have, he says, reach she'en lo ikar. You have something smelling very good, but that which gave the smell is not there at all. Let's say you had a kli, and you had besamim in that kli, in that vessel, for a very long time. Now you emptied it out from all the besamim, so there's no more besamim, but the keli still has the reach of the besamim. So now you didn't extract it. That's called reach she'en lo ikar. Reach she'en lo ikar means that which gave the besamim is not there anymore. V'kalata kli et ha'reach v'na'asa bo reach tov. Kevan she'en mamashut shel besamim. It's not like the case of the water, where you have mamashut. You have something that you can feel. Whereas over here, there's no more mamashut shel besamim bakeli. It's a totally empty keli. Lo yevarech. You cannot say a bracha on this. I think halacha that we can take from this last point, sometimes, if let's say you have a nana, for example, and you, so obviously you say a bracha when you smell from it. But let's say you just touched it. All right, and you went away. You didn't smell it. And now your hands have now a smell of the mint. You don't say a bracha on that. Because ze reach she'en lo ikar. Ze en lo mamashut. There's no mamashut. Ze ayadaim kaltu lerega. They recorded for a moment. They absorbed the reach. You don't say a bracha. A reach hu mamashi, aval en lo mamashut. A bracha nitkena al davar sheyesh bo reach. לא על ריח באוויר סתם. אדם הולך באוויר ומריח משהו, תלוי מתי, רק אם יש בו ממשות. We'll get to that. So for example, if let's say you want to know if this nana has good smell, maybe it's old, maybe it's not. So now, להלכה, you're allowed to actually smell it, to see, as we saw yesterday. But if you want, there's another way. Take a little, you know, rub it in your fingers, see if it has a smell. On this, you don't have to say a bracha, and then you say the bracha if it's good. רבי חנן אמן הקשה אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך ירבה להם תואר מצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה ויאדיר. אמן. אמן.